The late gospel singer Mahalia Jackson was born 95 years ago today. She was a gospel music megastar. She recorded albums. She had her own CBS radio show. She performed at the inauguration of John F. Kennedy Jr. and the funeral of Martin Luther King Jr.
Mahalia Jackson grew up in Carrollton section of New Orleans. In an interview she gave in the 1950s, Jackson talked about the music of her hometown. Producer Barrett Golding created this appreciation using Mahalia Jackson's words and music.
You know, New Orleans is a type of city where people believe in living today and be happy. It's a very merry city. They believe in enjoying life to its fullness. New Orleans' custom was when they finished working Friday, they'd start good timing from Friday on till Blue Monday. They wouldn't work on Monday. As poor as they are, they would have these good time days. I'm left in. Though people didn't have nothing, they certainly did have a wonderful spirit under all of its segregation there. Because the Negro stayed by himself, they created their own enjoyment, and yet they had their own tragedies, but somehow or other, they went along. We used to hear the Dixieland music, as they call it now. When I was a child, they call that kind of music indecent music. Music for common people, in the saloons and the honky-tonks. These type of people wasn't even on records. I heard them before Louis Armstrong left and come up to Chicago. Papa Celestine and King Oliver and all those people, I've seen them. Many of the songs that you hear today that come out of New Orleans, a lot of these musicians play this type of music because New Orleans is noted for another thing, of having great big funerals. This proves the good time spirit of New Orleans people. Cry at the incoming of a child and rejoice at the outgoing.
But I've heard of a city called Heaven.
In the early days when I was a girl, they would have these big funerals drawn by two white horses. And the secret orders like the Ninth Ephesians, with all their uniforms on, which made a great spectacular. And when the body would come out of the church, why, the drums would hit up these sad songs, and they would march behind the hearse.
I'm on my way to Canaan land. I'm on my way.
After the burial of the deceased, then this band would strike up these religious songs. People from all over would meet at the cemetery and come back and dance in the streets. The children and old folks on bicycles, on trucks or wagons or whatever it was, they would all get right into the jubilant feeling of this jazz music.
On my way.
Always happy. They know somebody had died, but that music did something to them. And that type of music is really, it's in my soul. It's a part of New Orleans people. It's just like eating red beans and rice.
On my way.